There we go. I hate technology. Anyhow,
Perfect.
we're talking to Niels Schade, and that's probably not the right pronunciation, Niels, is
It's very close. It works.
it? Well, anyhow, the important thing is that you're the marketing director for Zentis. And my first question is, I mean, Zentis has been around for a long time, hasn't it?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me on your program. It's a pleasure talking to you guys today. And it's correct. Zentis has been around since 1893, actually, originated in Germany, in Europe. And we originated as a jam and jelly company. So something that you still today find on the shelves of grocery stores across Europe and up to 50 countries.
Well, you know, we're really supposed to be talking about culti caviar, which is a boba, which opens all kinds of questions. How did you go from jams and jellies to boba? And in fact, what is boba?
Yeah, that's a legitimate question and a good one. I'm glad I can share a little bit of our story that got us here. Zentis has been in the United States for over 15 years, doing business here and really supplying the dairy industry and the food and beverage industry. And one of our customers approached us about a year and a half ago, I would say. If we were able to and willing to manufacture and distribute popping boba, and we can talk about what that exactly means and is in a moment, if we could distribute and manufacture that here in the U.S. Supply them. So we looked into this. We knew we had the knowledge in-house. My colleagues in Poland have been manufacturing popping boba for about a good 10 years in Europe and Poland. So we knew we could, we just hadn't done it in the U.S. And that started for us the journey of installing the capabilities to produce popping boba, and not just any popping boba, but premium popping boba under our brand culti caviar here in the U.S. And I'm proud to say that as of this year, we are the largest manufacturer of popping boba in the United States of America, with a product that traditionally has been an imported good.
What now? I mean, it's a non-popping boba. You better tell us what boba is exactly.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, it's a very fun product that those who are listening might have tried before in a bubble tea, for example. So it's definitely been around for a moment. But what we have done is we really have refined popping boba. And that brings me to explain a little bit about what we understand under popping boba. So it's a thin skin that is usually filled with a liquid, for example, with fruit juices. So you can imagine, a mango juice flavored popping boba ball or strawberry, cherry. But it's not limited to fruit, really. There's also chocolate, caramel, and we have even tried before at different trade shows this year. We have offered spicy popping boba, like a mango spice. You can do a hot sauce. And pickle is a very trending flavor right now on many menus
pickle.
And beverages. Absolutely, pickle. So we did a pickle popping boba in a Bloody Mary. So there's really like we've kind of
That's
taken
cute.
it out of its corner and said, hey, there's so much more we can do with this awesome product.
I mean, all those boba shops I see are all tea shops.
Correct. Yes. And that's where the product originates from. And I think while we recognize that heritage of the product, What we're seeing now, and what we see with our customers and chefs, especially, we were just at the National Restaurant Association show with our product, is that it really inspires chefs and people who are in charge of menus of what else you can do with it. You know, we're talking about popping boba as a topping on ice cream scoops, sundaes, or, you know, any kind of soft serve. We've put it on cheesecake before, so it's really unique in that way that you can add another flavor, another mouthfeel texture to a traditional product and really create something unique and new. And I think that's what makes it so exciting. And that there's one more thing that's really interesting about our Culti caviar specifically, that it's smaller than the traditional popping boba that you might know from a bubble tea. The Culti caviar popping boba is 6 millimeters, so quite small, and visually actually not unsimilar to caviar, hence the name. So, but what that allows is that you can use it on so much more than a bubble tea. And I think that's kind of where we're coming from, and what our food scientists have really worked with, and the chefs we've provided samples to have created new combinations that we didn't even think of.
But you know, the directions I got was you pour off the liquid from the jars, and then you add the boba into whatever you're going to add it to, be it a baking mix or a beverage. Is that what the point is?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the versatility of the product is really what the point is. We want to not just tell the chef or the restaurant what to do with it. We can give recommendations of what we've done and what we know works. But what we're really doing is saying, here, take this and create something new with it. You know, the chocolate one, when we had it at the NRA, we had a mixologist approach us and be like, wow, this, you know, the chocolate boba in an espresso martini, that's something completely new that you can, you know, do on something that's already popular, but you can give it a twist and you can make it unique. And I think that's what's so great and fun about it.
I mean, I can see it really developing an entire bar program around this. I mean, it's rather amazing. You know, people, are they interested more in the flavor or the texture or the experience? What is the attraction? I mean, these tea shops are jam-packed, so it's very popular.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's actually a combination, because especially with younger generations, they're looking for unique and new experiences. And we saw that at the National Restaurant Association show as well, such things as dirty sodas or, you know, mixes of existing combinations with new toppings. That's really trending right now. And I think our Culti caviar can really add to that and give people something to play with. Be it to combine a flavor with another flavor or add the texture, the mouthfeel, because you really have, and I think you had some samples from us, but you really have that pop that is different and that changes up whatever you add to it. If you add it to like a refresher beverage or if you put it as a topping on a waffle or ice cream.
Right. Now, I mean, your promotion of it emphasizes that it's all natural, and actually the caviar, the Culti caviar that we have, is all made here in the U.S., right?
Yeah, and that's something we're really proud of, that we don't use any artificial flavors or colors, because the traditional popping boba, the imported popping boba, very often does have those artificial ingredients. And we are proud to say that we don't have those in there and that they're made in the U.S., actually specifically about 2 hours from where I am right now, in Plymouth, Indiana. And I think that's great also for the chefs and the restaurants that are going to use our product, because it means that they get a fresh product that hasn't been sailing half of the world. They can rely on us providing it. close by. So I think the combination of Kalti caviar being made in the USA and us not using any artificial flavors or colors makes this a unique and a premium product when you are looking for adding popping boba to your menu, to your drinks, or whatever it might be.
Well, and it deserves a halo from the characteristics you list. It's vegan, gluten-free, kosher, free from artificial flavors and colors. It has bold, sweet, savory, and global flavors, two different sizes, and you can use it in beverages, desserts, or any culinary dish. I mean, you touch all bases.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think before we started producing it, we're looking at what do people look for? And we see a clear trend in the consumers wanting more clean label products. No matter which products you're really talking about, if it's beverages, if it's desserts, or you know, whatever else it might be. So we think and we see that people look for that. They look at the label. They want to know what's in it, and more importantly, what's not in it. So we think
Right.
that we make a product that speaks to that.
Yeah, and you're bragging rights about the sustainability, and you know, well, of course, we talked about clean sourcing and local production. I mean, what you touch all the bases, don't you?
Yes, we try to touch all the bases and be really thoughtful in that regard. I think part of that is also us being a global company and bringing the knowledge and the experience from our different locations together. I think that really definitely helps with our team of experts, both of the people that have put together this unique manufacturing line here in the U.S., and the people that have conceptualized the recipes in regards to making these, to taking the idea of a popping boba and really making a premium, a redefined product out of it that uses the idea of popping boba. But really, if you look at what goes in it and how we make it and the different sizes, makes it quite a unique product.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're marketing. It's not general public. Who do you market to?
Here for this product right now, this is definitely a food service item. We have looked at the way that people can receive Kalti caviar is in 2-pound pouches that are boxed and palletized. So this is ideal packaging for the food service world. So anyone who, you know, runs and operates an individual restaurant and wants to get these through their distribution is definitely an option. So if you know, if you want to create something unique in your kitchen with a beverage, with mixology or a dessert, but also if you run a quick service restaurant chain, fast food restaurants, the products are optimized to work in that kind of an environment.
How do you expand? I mean, you expand your market, or are you looking to add new products, or what do you do in for future?
No, that's a really good question. I think so. We started with our flavor assortment, and we have a couple of traditional boba flavors in it, but also a couple different ones. So, what we have is our strawberry, raspberry, cherry, but then we also have a chocolate, which is quite unique out there. If you look at boba flavors, and a mango, and a lemon. And I think what's also important is to point out, we can customize flavors. So for the right partner, be that a bigger restaurant chain or someone who is in retail with beverages, for example, we can customize the flavor and the size of the boba to someone's idea. So that's really unique that we can do that. Our production line is capable of that, and our food scientists are able to match whatever the requirements might be.
This is Peter talking to you. And the first thing that caught my attention when we were tasting the samples that you so kindly sent us, it goes something like this: I think these people must be absolutely, totally crazy.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants one of these?
I will tell you, I had not tried popping boba probably until about 2 years ago. It was just not something I was very interested in when it comes to bubble tea and that kind of stuff. Since then, I had the opportunity to not only try it, but also see how great it can work in different applications. We've even had it as a topping on a salad. We've done a hot sauce one with chicken. There's so much you can do with Culti Caviar and this concept that it becomes really fun because you can be so creative. And I think that's kind of a core of the product. It's not just premium, but it adds a creative ingredient to your kitchen.
Oh, Neil, I mean, it's really fascinating. I mean, I think that just the fact that it exists is fascinating. I mean, you know, I didn't even know from this before I ran into your promotional materials. Are you ever going to let average people buy it, like not in a food service, or is it going to always be a big wholesale operation?
So it's fair to say that our focus right now is definitely on food service. That's what we're set up for. But I think in the midterm, it's definitely something we are considering and looking into, is how the product could be made retail ready. And I think that's something that's kind of on the horizon. We are not there yet, but I think it's definitely interesting. And then the next thing, you know, that would be interesting, where would they sit on the shelf, right? Would they sit next to maybe the syrups and the dessert toppings, or would they maybe sit next to the liquors in the liquor store section, mm-hmm. because you use it as an ingredient for your cocktails? So there's all kinds of thoughts that one can have depending on how you apply it and how you use it. So while it's not in retail right now, it's definitely not something that we would permanently say no to. And if the right opportunity is there, we would definitely look more into that.
Let me give you a little bit of a teaser. Ann and Peter, we eat lots of fine establishments around the country, around the world for that matter. And one particular evening, we were at the top restaurant in Chicago, I think, and the people next to us who were engaged in conversation, we do that a lot, and you probably do the same thing. But the person we were talking to had on his business card, which he handed this to us, said McDonald's. No, I didn't keep the phone number of the guy whose business card he gave us. But imagine if Boba could rule the world like McDonald's does. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, no, I think what is interesting, and also why we are doing it, is we see it as something that's here to stay. And that's here to stay outside of just the bubble tea. You know, I think popping boba still has a lot of potential to grow with things that we just discussed that people don't even really know yet. The really fun part is when we go to trade shows like the NRA in Chicago, or we were at Natural Products Expo West in Anaheim, the really fun part is we have so many people, maybe not unsimilar to you, who come to our booth and they try popping boba for the very first time. And not only that, but they try it, you know, maybe not in a tea. They try it in a cocktail, or they try it on the cheesecake, and they try the different sizes and flavors. And they're like so like, oh wow, that's amazing. And you can really see in their faces like, okay, what else can I do with this? How can I, you know, how can I use that? And that's why I think we're just at the beginning of this story, really. And it's going to be exciting to see on, you know, what menus out there in the world it's going to show up, and with what flavors, and how people are going to use it.
Well, I think you're right on there, and I think it's all very exciting. You're going to have a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, I hope so, and I think Culty Caviar, the feedback we've gotten since we've taken it on the road and have sent out samples, you know, the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive, both in terms of, you know, what the product itself, but also the ideas that it sparks.
Right. Well, I wish you fast expansion, because I think it's a hot idea, and thank you for telling us about it.
I appreciate both of you very much for having me on the program. It was really fun to talk about it. I hope you can tell that I'm excited about what we're doing here, and I was very happy and glad to be able to share that part of the story with you today.
Well, we share your enthusiasm, so continuing expansion. And I hope to talk to you again sometime in the future. Thanks, Neil.
Thank
again, we're talking about Culty Caviar and his parent company, Zentas. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.